Okay, and we're going to get. Stop that. And hey, Minnesota, welcome. Am I still sounding a little choppy? I mean, is it like bad? Because I won't be able to, I mean, the music came through fine for me, but I won't know. Okay, I'm louder now. Okay. I'm trying, Frankie. I know Thursday was just a total, I just had to cancel. I kept starting, restopping. I just said, I'll come back on Tuesday or Friday, which was open mic, open bar. Okay, you guys. So today I want to talk about picking your life partner. Is one of the most important, single most important things that you do in your life. And it's not choppy anymore, it's like crackle. Okay, we'll see if we can get through the, hopefully we don't get a, and pop, the crackle and pop, so. So, you know, choosing, well, hey, Mama Bear. Well, you know, choosing your life partner is important. It is one of the most important things that you do. Your life partner can, set the stage for your happiness, your unhappiness. You know, it can change the total trajectory of your life. Some of us choose well, some of us don't. Some of us have constant repeats. And some of us just, you know what? I'm not going to choose a life partner. I'm going to choose not to get married. I'm just going to stay single and I'll just date, or I'll have relationships, and however long they last, they last. You have some people who don't believe in the institution of marriage, and they're together 30 years, you know, and it seems like as soon as they get married, they're getting divorced, you know, so that choice that you make, again, can change the entire trajectory of your life, at least my opinion. If you choose someone that is not suited for you, you can have a life of misery. Some cultures, they're arranged. Your parents choose the partner. And I did a show on arranged marriages about a year and a half ago, and someone from India came on, a young lady, and she said that her parents chose her partner. And, you know, they learned to love each other, and they're getting along fine. I can't remember how long she said that they were married. Me personally, I don't like the idea and the concept of having to learn to love someone if I'm in an arranged marriage. You know, and some people, I can't remember who said it, but someone said, well, I believe in arranged marriages because as a parent, they know what's best for their child. Oh, okay. But does your child like that person? You know, so again, when you choose someone, are you choosing them because of how much money they make? Hey, Blunt, welcome. Are you choosing them for how much money they make? I do have a crack. I'm not using my headphones or my microphone. I still have not tested my sound since last Thursday. So if it gets bad, I'll just end the show. But I have not had a chance to test my mic or my headphones in the last couple of days. Okay, Brenda says, I think when we're younger, we base it on superficial things, but we wise up and realize that's not sustainable. You make a good point. You make a good point, but is it too late? You know, I had this conversation, I've had this conversation about this topic over the past couple of days with various people. And I had it yesterday when I was out and about, and it was with a guy. And, you know, he says, you make the commitment, you're in it for the long haul. And, you know me, I'm pushing back. You know, I'm pushing back on that because I can't see myself staying in a relationship, whether you're married or not married, and that person is unhappy. You know, we had someone on the show about a year ago who said that no matter what, they're not going to divorce their wife. They're going to have to work it out. You know, I said, well, what if you can't? Well, I'm sorry, we'll have to go to counseling or something, but I'm not getting a divorce. You know, is that selfish? You have those, oh, he's fine, yes. You know, or, you know, he's making money, or damn, she looks good, or she has that body, you know, whatever. But, you know, things fade, looks fade. And when you're getting married, or you're choosing that life partner that you're going to be with, should it be a requirement before you get married that you have to go to counseling? And I'm not talking about counseling for one or two times. I mean, like, you're like in counseling for like a good three months or so, where all the ugly comes out. You know, because to me, the ugly doesn't come out until you're living with the person. You know, even if they stay over your house for the weekend or stay the week with you, or y'all go on vacation, the ugly is not going to come out. Hey, Juju, the ugly is not going to come out. And Mama Bear says, sometimes counseling doesn't work. Excuse me, you're absolutely right. Oh, by the way, guys, if you hear some noise in the background, number one, my window's open, and number two, I have my fan going. So that's another thing that you all usually don't hear when I have my headphones and my mic on. Okay, Mama Bear says, sometimes counseling doesn't work. Brenda says, in my opinion, it's all about how somebody makes you feel and treat you. But are they going to feel about you the same way? Are they going to make you feel a certain way? Are they going to treat you the same way 10 years from now, 20 years from now? You know, when people say, one of my friends about, it was probably about 5 years ago, she surprised me when she said that she and her husband were getting a divorce. And I was like, really? And I said, well, if I can ask, who asked for it? And she said, he did. And he said, he doesn't love me anymore. You know, so, and is it realistic to think that someone is going to love you for 60 years? Is it realistic to think that, you know, that love that you had when you first started is going to be like, you know, that the honeymoon phase? You know, again, that's when I go back and I say, I think you should live with someone, because living with someone, you're seeing everything. You know, even if they're trying to hide it, whatever, you are going to see. If they're grouchy and they wake up in the morning, it's different from me. You know, you wake up with someone and you spend the night, but you're going home, you know, and you can postpone that grouchiness, you know, so to speak. But when you live with someone, you know, you're like, dang, I didn't know she was like that, or man, he's this or whatever. So let's see, Buzz says, exactly, when you age, other things attract you. And see, and this is why I also think you shouldn't get married when you're young. That high school sweetheart, you all are so in love, will you be in love 5 years later? You know, if you're 18 and you're, you know, getting married that young, you know, oh, but I love him. Oh, but I love her. She is it. Won't she still be it 5 years from now? You know, there's just, choosing a life partner, again, my opinion, is extremely important, because, again, you may, you know, somewhere down the road, you're like, why did I marry him? Why did I marry her? Or I wish I had, done this instead of getting married. You know, I wish I had done this, or, you know, she prevented me from doing this, or he prevented me from doing that. You know, but your life partner is, I'm not going to say that you're stuck with them, because you can always get divorced. But I don't know anybody who goes into a relationship getting divorced. But now the divorce rate is going up. 70% of divorces that are requested or asked for or filed are from women. You know, a lot of factors can go into that. You know, men can say, well, women, they're feminists and the feminist movement and everything like that. But is it really, or is it the fact that back in 1935, when couples were getting married, they really weren't that satisfied? You know, it was like, this is what's expected. You know, women were not expected to be able to go off and get jobs. You know, when servicemen came back from World War II, and the women were in the factories making these airplanes and stuff and all these other parts, and they learned how to do a lot of different things, and when they were displaced by their husbands coming back, a lot of women were not satisfied, and a lot of marriages broke up. You know, so again, is your life partner going to be someone that supports you? one sentence I think is realistic when you're with the right person. My grandparents are married and still in love after at 63 years. 70% of divorces are filed by women. You know, so and that's another thing too. This is another thing that I was talking to this guy about yesterday is that men are complacent. They get comfortable. You know, they see what they want to see. They hear what they want to hear. You know, as long as when I come home, you know, the kids are not running around screaming because you took care of that. You know, dinner's waiting on the table or it's coming to the table because you cooked it. You know, as long as, you know, you're in my bed now because I want you there. You know, but do they see the frustration that women have? And a lot of women just put up with it. A lot of women just, you know, some people would say they're bidding their time. Time for what? You know, is it selfish of men to expect a woman to be there for him and do everything for him? And is it selfish, you know, and same thing for your children that, well, mom is here, she's going to do this for me. Even when your children get older, you know, and they're grown, well, mom, you know, you expect mom to do this and you expect mom to do that. Then one day mom, you know, it's like, I'm not doing it anymore. All of a sudden, well, what's wrong with her? Is she crazy? You know? So, I don't know. You know, so again, you know, when I say that your life partner is one of the single most things that you do in your life, and then again, it's also, you know, you choose this person. And if you guys have decided to have a family, do you want to have children with this woman? Do you want this man to be your child's father? You know, if he's yelling and screaming at you before you get married, is he going to be yelling and screaming at the kids? If he's beating you when you're married, is he going to start beating on the children or not? Are they going to see it? You know, if your mother's acting a certain way, is she going to do that when you have kids? To me, there's just so many things that you have to think of. And one of the things that we were talking about yesterday is the guy that I was talking to, and again, it was one other woman, and I said, so what you're saying is, if you don't want to, you're committed, you're in a relationship, so you're saying that you have to settle. He said, well, no, not really settle. I said, well, if you're saying stay in the relationship and you're committed, then if you're not happy, are you just going to be miserable just because you made a commitment? So, I don't know, guys. I mean, you think I'm overthinking it? You think I'm wrong? I don't know. But I do know that if I had gotten married in my 20s, I would be divorced now, because again, my choices in my 20s were not good choices. Not at all. You know, for one reason or another, you know, you look back at certain relationships and you're like, I actually dated that person. I actually went out with them. You know, or I was in that relationship with them for this, you know, this amount of time. You know, what the hell was wrong with me? You know, so let's see. Brandon says, if I married my ex from when I was 20, it would have been tragic. You know, this is what I'm saying. But then again, when you're young, you know, they say you're young and dumb. And, you know, when you get older, you get wiser. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we repeat the same pattern. You know, I know people in my family who repeated the same pattern. You know, they married someone who was not nice to them. They got divorced. They married the next person who was not nice to them. They got divorced. You know, so is it because, I mean, do people settle, and I'm going to use this word settle, because do people settle because they don't want to be alone? Is that girl who was a wallflower or nerd in high school and no one paid attention to her, and then yet the first guy that comes by and, you know, gives her, you know, says she looks good, and she's mooning over him because she never had that before, you know, and then they get into this relationship and everyone's telling her, you know, this guy, I don't know, you know, he has a birthday. Oh, no, he loves me. And then they all get married and you see that everybody's right. And the same thing for guys. You know, people say, you know, you should do this, or you don't want to see the ugly because you're lonely. One says, I've been married twice. It's weird because both times I'm married, I didn't feel like I wanted to deep inside, but I did anyway. I'm in a 12-year relationship with someone I feel completes me, and I'm married. Never been happier. Okay, all right. Brandon says, I think some people do settle out of fear of being alone. Society sometimes makes us feel bad for not having someone. This is very, very true. This is very, very true. And, you know, and what Blunt says, I think that you have a lot of women and even men who are at that altar. You know, you're walking down the aisle, or you see her walking down the aisle, and you desperately want to say the wedding's off, but you don't want to call it off because you don't want to cause a scene. I'd rather cause a scene, you know, for a day than have tragedy or be unhappy for my entire life. Or if you're in that marriage for, say, 10 years, you end up getting divorced. Hey, Robin, welcome. You know, so, you know, again, you know, one says that she's been in a 12-year relationship and she's never been happier. You know, and you have people who, you know, in 30-year relationships, they don't get married, and they are very happy. So Blunt says, I settled in those relationships because something was missing from both of them. You know, again, if you settle, you know, and no one wants to feel like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want my husband to think, well, I settled for you. No one wants to, be the person that someone settles for, you know. But at the same time, it's like, should the two of you talk before you get married? Or even if you're not married, even if you are in this relationship, you know, are you staying in this relationship again because you don't want to be alone? Or if you have children, you're staying for the children. I personally think that children are the wrong reason to stay in a relationship, because I do believe children pick up on things, and they know, well, you know, mommy and daddy are fighting, or they're not happy, or why doesn't, you know, daddy smile anymore? You know what I mean? They pick up on that stuff. You know, so everybody says, kids can sense if their parents are unhappy, for sure. You know, so what do you do? Because I firmly believe that a lot of marriages that were in the 1800s, those were not necessarily happy. It was more out of necessity. I'm not even going to say convenience. It was more out of necessity. You know, if a wife lost her husband, you know, because he fell off his horse or whatever, you know, and she's this widow. She wasn't a widow for long. She was urged to get married. Well, you know, Jack Smith on the next farm, he lost his wife a year ago. He's been struggling trying to raise his children. And, you know, you all will be the perfect match. You know, you all can help each other out. So you go marry Jack Smith, and you're raising his kids, but you still got to have your kids from your husband. You know, again, that was out of necessity. Do you really like this man? And I'm not even going to say love. Do you like him first? And the same thing for him. Does he like you? And Brina says, women have the luxury of independence now for the most part. I think it's important to have the difficult conversations about the ones you can't grow with. So, Brina, let me ask this, because I do believe people in general have a problem with having difficult conversations. And that's another reason why I do this show, because difficult conversations must be had. Hey, our girl, welcome. So, do you think that people avoid the relationship conversation because either they don't want to start an argument or they don't want to hurt the other person? But what if the other person has been treating you like, you know, what if the other person's an asshole and they've been treating you like crap? Hey, bro, welcome. What do you do? Because again, I don't feel that you should be in a relationship if you're not happy. If that person, even if that person is not being mean to you or anything, but if for whatever reason you're not happy in that relationship, that, you know, you've been unhappy for quite some time, and you're happier when that person is not around, that's a conversation you need to have. Either you go off somewhere and get some space, or we need to break up, or if you're married, we need to end it. You know, and Brina says difficult conversations can save you from sadness later. Yes, absolutely. And you have to be able to communicate. But people don't do that. I mean, they hear what they want to hear. I always say, you know, we can agree to disagree. And even, I mean, I have been in relationships with people where, you know, there was no agreeing to disagree. It was, you know, it was always an argument. And then, you know, people get mad at me because I would walk away. And then finally it was like, I'm walking away. I'm not staying. And I just walked away. You know, so people don't want to hear that. They don't want to have those conversations. You know, and again, I go back to, I truly believe that you should live with someone before you marry them. You know, you need to, like I said, you need to see the ugly. You need to see, you know, how she reacts on a daily basis to this, or how he reacts. Hey Zoe, welcome. How he reacts a certain way. Are they yelling at the dog? Are they kicking the cat? Are they, I mean, what are they doing? You know, but you have people who are like, oh no, you know, we have to have this traditional marriage, you know, no, you can't live with someone, you know, or my parents would be so upset, you know, if I live with this person. But the thing about it is, your parents are not the ones that are going to be with this person. You know, your parents may see them, what, every Sunday, maybe, you know? Your parents and, you know, and your family, they're not the ones that are going to be with this person. You are. Brina, I feel the same way about my, dogs. You kick one of my, my dogs. Yeah, it's on. And Brina says, if I had a dog, if I had a dog. Oh, your auntie's amazing. Bro says sometimes it has to take. Now, I'm not a cat lover, and yes, bro, sometimes a cat does need to be kicked, but I mean, but y'all know what I mean, you know. So, again, it comes down to that life partner who you choose, you know, can change your life. You know, sometimes people choose very well. You see people who, you know, been married for forever or have been in relationships forever. And they, you know, they're still in the honeymoon phase. But then you have some couples who have been married forever and they don't even stick with each other. You know, they just go through life. They just, you know, every day is just another day. They may say good morning, they say good night, maybe. But is that the relationship that you want to be in? Because honestly, if someone's not happy with me, and that's even not just in a marriage or in a relationship, I'm talking about even if it's a friendship, even if you're not happy with me, you know, whatever, then tell me or whatever, or say bye. Because I don't want to be around people who are not wanting to be around me. Anyone who's amazing didn't hurt. Oh, boy. So, you know, I mean, guys, I mean, do you agree? Again, like I said, do you disagree? Do you think I'm overthinking this? You know, but I don't know. Relationships are funny. Relationships are tricky. What works for your friend may not work for you, you know, or, you know, because your personality is different from your friends. The guy that she's with is different from the guy that you're with, or vice versa. But again, I do believe that before you take that leap, you need to find out as much as possible about the person that you're going to be with. And again, not just in marriage, even if you're living with them, or you know, you all have no intention or whatever, if you know you're going to be in them, your intention, I feel like this, your intention is to be in them with, be in their during the long haul, then you need to see if you want to be with that person. Brina says, I agree. She says, there will always be an excess of people to have fun with and a limited number of people to grow with. Absolutely. Sometimes you just grow out of people. Yep. So, okay, you guys. So how many of you think that when you get into a relationship, and again, I'm just saying relationship, you're not necessarily walking down the aisle, but you could, but maybe you don't. But you like this person. You really like whatever. How many people think that you should get a background check? Because in this day and age, I think that you should. Would I be offended if someone did a background check on me? Yeah. But I would understand it. Let's see. Brina says, any relationship of any type doesn't have to be hurtful. Sometimes it just happens. Yes. Yes, and you have people who are divorced who remain friends. Yes, background check on your potential husband or wife. You know, check that family. Does he have the brother who's constantly in and out of jail, or the or the sister that's constantly in and out of jail or constantly is mooching off of people. You know, next thing you know, you get married and then your in-laws are living in your house. Uninvited. Hey, bro, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you know what, Sourdough? I'm so glad you asked that question. Do you know, I think you need a background check, a credit check, an STD, an AIDS check. You need all kinds of checks so that we get a credit check so that you can build together effective.
Well, you know what, and you make a very good point, because I'm looking at some of these, like Juju says no, but you know, part of that background check is you do want to check their credit. If they have jacked up credit, they don't have, and they're going to, you know, that's some of yours. You know, did they spend time in prison? Were they arrested for this? Do they have a history of doing something that they should? You know, and like you said, you know, you're talking about all these diseases that you can get. Yeah, go, you know, and I don't know if they still do it. I didn't have to do it when I got married, but in some places, do they still require that blood test in some states before you got married? Because again, you had that going on way back when you had to get blood tests, and they tested, they did test for diseases, but they also tested to make sure that you weren't intermarrying within your family. I think you couldn't marry three generations removed or something, you know, so all that stuff to me is important.
So, do you know that if you marry certain people, if their credit is messed up, you incur that debt, you'll be responsible for their child support, student loans, all. See, we just be thinking, oh, I just want to love people. That's the immature scheme for love. We got to start becoming mature at how we love. Don't you know, Solid Blue, if they're a criminal and you got guns, you got to put your guns out the house, because you can't have them around guns legally, because you and them will get locked up. They can mess up and damage your whole life. And all you're trying to be is a goofy dog.
And that's what I said before you came on the show. I said, the first thing I say is the person you choose can change the trajectory of your life. And you do remember the point. If you have, you know, if you have guns in your house and that person's not supposed to be around them, you're in trouble. Or if they, you know, take one of your guns, you're in trouble. You know, and then Juju says, if I got to check everything about a person, I have no business being with them. Well, you know, I mean, that is your choice, but I prefer not to have any surprises. And nowadays, there's surprise after surprise after surprise around every corner. Damien, welcome. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm for the checks, the credit checks, the, you know, all kinds of checks, you know, because I'm going to do show on this, but you know, the boogeyman doesn't always look like the boogeyman. Sometimes the boogeyman looks like that nice little lady next door, or that nice gentleman who is always, you know, picking up your paper and giving it to you, or that nice young lady who always says please and thank you. And these people got all kinds of going on, and then they get with you, and all of a sudden you in the middle of their mess. Nope, not me. So, brings the step when they mess me up by looking all. Yes, and that's how he got a lot of his victims, because he did look quote unquote normal. And what is normal? What is normal? What is looking and being normal? What does that look like? What is normal? You know, you're running from the, if your car breaks down, you know, on a deserted road, and the guy that, you know, looks like a axe murderer comes up and says, "May I help you?" You're like, no. Then the next person comes up, Ted Bundy, is asking you, you know, "Do you need some help?" "Oh yes," whatever. Next thing you know, you're locked up, and he's, you know, choking you out, and you're victim number 35. But that's just me.
You know, okay, Sour then, Blue.
He was crazy. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Looking kind of normal. Like Brenda said, Reverend Jim Jones almost got to murder 1,000 people. Did you know that?
But he pretty much did, because they all drank the Kool-Aid.
Literally. Some of them got away. But the ones that didn't get away, yeah, he got to kill all of them. Because they didn't look into his background. Had they looked into his background, they would have found that he was a government op that worked for the FBI, and that they worked for the FBI and the CIA in different programs. And if they understood those programs, they probably would not have followed them.
Well, 909 members of the People's Temple died by murder, suicide in 1978. So it was damn near 1,000 people. It was 909 people. You know, but again, he was that charismatic person. So again, bro, I say, what does normal look like? What is normal?
No, but most people that get you in a relationship appear to be charismatic. Don't nobody come into a relationship and say, "I love beating women. Come with me and let me punch you in both of your eyes." Don't nobody talk.
No. But at the same time, you have people, women, who will, the ugly comes out early in the relationship before you get married, whatever, and they start to get controlling. But they start to, he only hit me once. Oh, but it was, but he didn't mean to do it. Okay, so he hit you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Oh, but he doesn't mean it. I make him angry. Or children will say, "I make my mom mad." You know, she's doing this. She's so pissed off that she's beating your ass.
Being immature about wanting to be in love, a lot of people, men and women, fail to pick up early on the red flags because they want to be in love. Don't you know, most people say they are helpless romantic. That means that when they come to find the love interest for them, it's like they're 9 years old or younger.
I agree with that. And I'm reading what Gigi says. I have a third sense where I can meet people. I believe that up to a point, because I like to think that I can sense people when there is BS, whatever. But some people, I'm not going to lie, they did a really good job. And I was, the wool was pulled over my eyes many, many times. So, you know, you can say that you have that third sense, but if, you know, when you have people who are serial killers, you know, they're able to get away with it so much because they are able to, you know, be that nice person and whatever, and they're able to just pull the wool over your eyes. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I believe that up to a point. I don't think that you're able to read every single person, because if you're that evil, then you're going out, you're selecting your victims, you know, you're going out to them and you're just being so nice and sweet and whatever. I'm sorry, I just don't think that you can read everybody like that. Juju says, in Massachusetts, if you put your hand on someone, mandatory 2.5-year sentence.
And that's what they need. And women need to be quick to call the police. Do you know sit at your table and attempt to sit down and eat a whole box of cereal? He is a cereal slapper.
You know what, though?
He will literally slap you. because he got a lot of time on his hands. Men with a lot of time on their hands are great slappers.
Well, see, I look like this, and I'm being totally serious here, because women also fall into that, not as much, but they still do, is you have women who prey on people, who act like they're the nicest person or whatever, and they're not. So again, I go back to call that investigation agency and do a background check on your potential mates, because you just don't know. And again, without, I say, I want somebody doing that to me? No. If they did, okay. I mean, are you gonna get upset? I mean, do I want to be this person, or am I gonna just get all pissed off because you're doing a background check on me, but then you turn around and you want somebody to sign a prenup for you? So I don't know. The person that you choose is your life partner.
But Solid Blue, if you can ask them, you should have no problem yourself presenting your information. It shouldn't be like Trump and Barack Obama. Because Trump wanted Barack Obama to show his birth certificate, but Trump didn't want to show his passport. No, we both got to show our information.
Well, I mean, keeping politics out of it, you know, I do believe, like I said, I may not like you doing this background check for me, but I understand it. But you're right. Be prepared that if I turn around and want the same for you, then that's what it is.
Solid Blue, are you a narcissist a little bit? I got to ask you that. You mean to tell me you would ask a man to drop his information, but you have a problem with dropping yours?
What did I just say? I said, would I want someone to do that for me? No, I said, but I would understand it and I would give them my information.
Okay, because I thought you were saying you had a problem. We will both have to get that information out there.
I'm being human. Nobody wants to have somebody come up to them and say, well, I want to do a background check on you. That is why I said, would I like it? No, but I understand it. And would I give my information? Yes, I would.
At the same time, like you said,
if you give up yours, if I give up mine, you got to give up yours.
Do you know my fiance that I'm with now? Before we got together, yes, we went and got sexually transmitted disease tests. Because you know what we wanted to be? We wanted to be practicing more than safe sex. See, a lot of people don't care if they safe or not. They just use their gun like a bow and arrow. You can't do that like that. You can't do yourself or nobody else's life like that. We shouldn't be gambling on our sex.
No. But unfortunately, a lot of people do. And like I said, I don't know if they still do it or not. That's something I need to Google. I should probably do that now. But back in the day, you had to get blood tests before you got married. You know, so, you know, are you going to get offended if you're required to get a blood test? You know, I mean, it's just so much, especially now, there's just so much stuff that is going on, so much stuff that people get involved in. And like I said, that woman that looks so nice and sweet, and that man who just looks, he looks like, that's the whole thing. He looks like the nicest person. She seems to be really, really nice. And both of them got bodies buried in the backyard. Or they're that cold case that they've been trying to solve for the last 15 years. You know, so, you know, Brina, I am all for a prenup. I am for a prenup 100%. I am for a prenup. If you only have $2 in the bank and you want that person to sign a prenup, I am all for it.
Me too, Solid Blue. Because if all you got is a full stamp and a toothbrush, you don't need to take nothing when you leave.
And right, and I'm sorry. I mean, I think California has a whack law that, you know, everything is like half and half. No, it's not. You know, it's like if you didn't make this half, and you know, you've only been with me for 5 years, even if you've been with me for 20 years, and you know, and I've been paying for this and buying you this and this car, and you know, I'm paying the mortgage, whatever. In 20 years, you show me what you have brought to the table that you get half of my assets. No.
Now they might get half for $7.50 because they might have helped. They might have,
you know. So I am 100% for a prenup, and Brenda says that I've established myself nicely with the marriage. She's not getting half of my nothing. I mean, again, Brenda, even if like I said, you only had $2, he's not walking away with that dollar. You know, so I think that community property states, I mean, I think that it's crazy. You know, so I don't know. I just, you know, I truly believe that when you choose your life partner, you have to be really, really careful. And they have to be careful with you. This is just not a one-sided thing. You know, both parties have to be careful. Not just looking at you. You got to look at the whole family. Because sometimes family, you know, you're getting along well and, you know, you and your mate are fine. But that family, that extended family, that could be the problem. That, you know, those are the ones that sometimes you have to, you know, you see, oh, Lord. Here comes the brother-in-law. Oh Lord, here comes the sister-in-law. Oh, the mother. Oh, the cousin. You know, the aunt, the uncle. All that to me goes into who you're going to marry. Because the one thing you don't want is to have some crazy in-laws. Drive you to drink. Yes, we all have that one in family, Brina. We all have that one that, you know, that is not allowed to come anywhere or whatever. But, you know, again, these are to me, again, this is just my opinion. But these are things that people should think about when they are starting to head down that road of togetherness. You know, and another thing too is like if you live with someone, if you're bringing someone into your home to live with you, be it, you know, male or female, and you have children, that's another thing reason to get a background check. Do I want this person around my child? My child may like them, and you may appear to like my child, but I need to know a couple of things. Because that is a whole different can of worms right there.
Solid blue.
Solid blue.
Does that depend on how old your child is?
I would say yes, and I would even say yes more so if you, especially if you're bringing a man into the house and you have a teenage daughter. Do I want you around my teenage daughter? You know, but then
not,
again,
not,
you know,
yeah, you're absolutely right. Not on a regular.
You know, so
situation.
I mean, these are things that you have to think about. Is this man, you know, when you start feeling your son that's 5 or 6? You know, is this woman? You know, is she, you know, going to molest him in some way, or is she the crazy mother-in-law who when you're not home is beating your kid? I mean, these are things. Hey, Grit, welcome, long time. You know, so
you know,
these,
what I wish Solid Blue. I wish that kids felt like that around their parents. Like, I don't be bringing any dude around my parents. Because you know why? I know a female, her daughter, put this dude around her mom. Do you know what he did, Solid Blue? She tried to break up with that young man, and he went to the house. He staked out like a real serial killer and attacked each one of them as they came home and killed them. You know, they need to feel that way about their parents, too. Parents need to stop being one-sided.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you hear about that. Hear about the exes and everything who, you know, your mother pissed me off or your father pissed me off. Next thing you know, they, like you said, they're stalking. They're killing the parents. You know, no, and I mean, for me, I just don't let anybody in my house. I just don't. You know, because number one, you're coming into my space, and this is my family. You know, and I'm just not gonna let anybody come into my house, whether you're my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. No. But even if, you know, just somebody who's supposed to be a friend, I just don't say, oh, sure, come on. No, I need to vet you. You know, I may not do a background check on you, but you meet me on Monday. I'm not inviting you to my house on Friday. It's not going to happen, but that's just me.
I don't think you're a Casper-friendly ghost that soon. If you invite somebody that you met Monday to your house Friday, you looking to get killed.
But
you must have signed up for Kill Station.
She has people that do that. I mean, how many women go home with men that they meet when they're out? You know, how many, you know, men invite women? Oh, you want to come over? Next thing you know, they wake up in the morning and this woman has stolen their money. It's like people do it every single day. It happens every single day where people are inviting people into their personal space, into their home. And, you know, they may not get killed, but they can get robbed or something else happen.
Yeah, but Solid Blue, that comes from the 9-year-old. Do you know, check this out. We shouldn't be so immature that we take people to our houses early. Do you know real men? Do you know what they do? They would take women to hotels and motels because they don't want to invade either one of their privacies.
But and I'm coming up on my hour, guys, so I will be ending the show very soon. Bro, even if you're not taking home and you just meet someone and you're going to a hotel, to me, a motel, wherever you're going, you know, you're in the back of the car, whatever. Just the fact that you don't know this person, and you know, even if it's just for, you know, sex or something like that, you don't know this person. You may not, only one person may emerge from that motel room. Only, I mean, I'm not just saying that.
People just, you know what? You know what? You're absolutely right. But you're saying that at a time when people are no longer sociable. Most people meet over the internet.
Yes.
Everybody is robots to them.
Yes.
They remember back in the day, people met at church, they met at school, they met at the grocery store. Now everybody's meeting online. Everybody's swiping right. Like it's ridiculous. Men don't know how to talk to women no more. Women don't know how to talk to men. It's outlandish.
It is. And that's why I say, you know, you do that background check. Let's see, Brandon says, I used to read a lot of stories around here about women meeting men at bars and then bring them back to their house to rob them. Yes. One got chopped up in a bathtub. And even, you know, you even have, how many times have you heard, in fact, last time I heard about this was, I think it was in Florida about a year and a half ago, about the high school girls, one girl in, said that she had to stop at home to get something. She invited the girl into her house. And the girls who was inviting the girl into her house, it was a setup. Her brother and his friends were waiting to rape this girl. They raped her and they beat her. They threw her out like she was a a piece of trash. You know, so it's not just older people, it's younger people doing it too. So yes, I am going to do that background check. Yes, I am. You know, and if you don't like it, then keep stepping and I'm good. You know, so you know, but that's just me. But that's just me.
Solid Blue.
Anyway, guys,
I think
they should get bathroom checked too. Because if they be blowing that bathroom up on a regular, they don't need to be living with you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? We got to respect the bathroom privacy.
I have to respect the bathroom again. I don't share a bathroom with anybody. So anyway. All right. So, bro, you want to do your last word? I have a song today, but like I said, my sound, I need to check my sound because the music is not, I'm not sure the music is going to play, so I'm not even going to play any song. But, bro, you have anything else you want to add before I sign off and say
no? Tyler Plump, just glad you had me up. That's all.
Well, thank you for coming up. I appreciate it. All right, everyone, so enjoy the rest of your day. I will be back tomorrow if I have time. I will check myself because I don't know. I mean, I know how I'm sounding. Bro sounded fine, so I don't know if I'm still on the correct side for you guys, but I will try to get my mic and everything tested out. But I've just been so busy. I just haven't had time to sit down and do this. So until tomorrow, guys, thank you guys for coming as always. Enjoy your day or evening. Everyone in the world, and Greed, it was glad to have you back for a bit. See you later, guys. Bye.